This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan on this Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. We will be with you for about an hour and a half today. It's short, but we'll pack a punch. Thank you for making the program part of your day. Daniel, a lot of Nats baseball to be consumed by you and I in studio today.
That's right, buddy.
We are on to the National Football League and the Commanders as tomorrow night we get this thing going for real. A little Thursday night pigskin in the division, the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the weather. Yeah, by the way, you and I only work after Nationals wins. I just want to be very clear about that. Like, that's they true. Win, then we come do stuff. Only when they win. But yeah, dude, the last night, really, without some professional football results to talk about, because before now, it's just previews, right? All we're doing is thinking about the week ahead, thinking about the season ahead, thinking about the signing ahead, the draft pick ahead, the free agency period, the training camp ahead. We'll be talking about results pretty much from here on out for, you know, through the end of January.
We just got our first injury reports on a game week. So these drop for the first time Wednesday, and then they are due Thursday and Friday as well. Mandated by the league that teams disseminate who's getting treatment. For the Giants, they're the healthiest team that's ever lived. They've got a foot injury from Andrew Thomas that they're working through. He was limited in today's practice. Washington has actually emerged from camp in a really good place from a health standpoint as well. But notably on their injury report, we'll go through it here. Zach Ertz did not practice today, but that was not injury related. That's rest. Is anybody better than Dan Quinn at just keeping his guys healthy? And seemingly, with older guys, not ever making them practice very often.
Do you have a few years in the league? Oh, you want to play for DQ?
I mean, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, and I'm, this is not a shot. I mean, he did such a good job last year with those guys. They're the oldest team in the league. If you're going to play that game as an executive like Adam Peters did and has, then you need a head coach who is capable of keeping guys on the grass for you by maybe not stomping on the gas pedal on the practice field with them very often. So Ertz today already. Haven't even played a game yet this season.
Yep, we're already doing it.
Wednesday of week one, it's a rest day for him. As far as players that were limited in practice, there were three. Dorrance Armstrong with a knee. Noah Brown with his knee limited. And Jonathan Jones with a hamstring limited. Now, we don't know yet what that means for their availability, but based on everything we've seen, there was no reason to believe, unless there was some kind of setback, that Noah Brown wasn't going to be ready because he was running around like it was midseason form ahead of their last preseason game when I watched him on the field at Northwest Stadium a weekend ago. Dorrance Armstrong, there's never really been much concern or issue there with that knee. And then the last one, Jonathan Jones, has actually dealt with, you know, some hamstring issues that kept him off the field during camp in the preseason. So I'm more curious about that. We'll have to monitor him into Thursday. Otherwise, full practice for kicker Matt Gay, who's dealing with an illness. And then quarterback Marcus Mariota, with whatever that Achilles situation was, he was full practice as well. So that's it. It was a total of six players, only three that missed any real practice time today. Ertz, who was just held out on the account of we're keeping him fresh. And then Gay and Mariota are getting treatment, but both of them practice.
Yeah, John Keim had that Noah Brown said, quote, "I feel great. I'm ready to go." So he's listed as limited, but you know, you would think he's as healthy as he's going to be after all the extended time off and rehab and stuff. And you know, I'm not trying to be flippant about it. Last year he had a really scary injury that, you know, was more than just a football thing. It was like, whoa, okay, let's make sure that gets taken care of, hopefully back and better than ever. But he has not been a guy that's been able to stay terribly healthy over the years. So right now, it's probably as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, I hope they can keep him on the field, because with their lack of receiver depth right now, he becomes a really important player. In fact, Toby and I today drove down to Fredericksburg to watch the Fred Nats, and we watched Eli Willits, the new number one overall pick for the Nationals, who's 17 years old, who is a dynamite defender at shortstop and just looks like a big leaguer at 17 in some of his motions defensively. But on our way back, we were talking about the Commanders a little bit and the idea of if something happens to Noah Brown, who is their boundary receiver that replaces him? Because you don't want Debo to be that guy. He's going to line up outside a ton. He did in San Francisco. He will here. But you want Debo to be in the slot some. You want him to be in the backfield plenty. You want him to be in motion constantly. When you're in 11 personnel and he's out there as your third receiver, or one of the three, I should say, and Terry's on one side, who is on the other side if it's not Noah Brown? Right now, that's either got to be Debo, which handcuffs you from some of the stuff you want to do with him, or it's probably Jalen Lane, the Virginia Tech wideout, who is best served in the slot and doing other things as well. So unless they're able to sign Kendrick Bourne, and we're still awaiting word on what's going on with that, he worked out for the team. He was in the facility yesterday, but they have not signed him to this point. They don't really have a ton of depth behind Brown, so they need him to prove more durable than he's been able to over his career. Next, though, speaking of receiver, I want to give people an update on Terry McLaurin. He spoke today about whether or not he's going to be on a snap count, and his answer was actually really, really interesting. So we'll do that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.